This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, November 17th, 2016. I'm Michael Lunge, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. For the second straight day, tight end Rob Gronkowski was not at practice for the Patriots. He's listed on the injury report with a chest injury, and the fact that he has missed both of the team's practices this week puts his status in doubt for Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers. Patriots fans will find out early whether or not Gronkowski will be available, as the team will be leaving for San Francisco on Friday. If Gronkowski does not make the trip, Martellus Bennett and Matt Lengel will be the only two tight ends left on the roster. In addition to Gronkowski missing practice, left tackle Nate Solder and defensive tackle Woodrow Hamilton were both missing from the portion of practice that was open to the media. Both players were present for Wednesday's practice, and neither was listed on the Wednesday evening injury report. There was plenty of reaction to Tom Brady's new Foot Locker commercial from all around the sports world on Wednesday, especially from within his own locker room. Wide receiver Julian Edelman said of the commercial, quote, "We need a little more Pacino in him. I'll have to tell him that. He's pretty artistic when it comes to that kind of stuff, so maybe it was method acting. I don't know," end quote. Special teams captain Matthew Slater was shown in the commercial while standing at the podium, and he could hardly contain his smile before saying it was a clever commercial and that, quote, "They really know how to advertise nowadays, don't they?" When asked what he thought of Brady's acting, Slater said, quote, "Solid acting, definitely," end quote. Brady himself talked about the commercial when speaking on a conference call with San Francisco media on Wednesday, saying, quote, "I had a lot of free time on my hands at the beginning of the year, so I had to find ways to fill it," end quote. In other Brady news, the quarterback once again did not participate in his weekly press conference on Thursday. Brady initially skipped his regularly scheduled Wednesday press conference and opted to do Thursday instead, but now Brady will speak with the media on Friday shortly before the team leaves for San Francisco. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots newsfeed.